linemen can bring?
I'm excited. We got a lot of good defensive linemen, a lot of good depth, a lot of good competition too. So it's only gonna get us better. I'm excited about the addition. He's a great player. He's been a great player in the league. So excited to learn from him. To play with him.
Have you gotten a chance to know Coach Pettine at all or talk at all since he got the job?
I spoke to him. I met him. Just put a name to the face and shake his hand and just talk to him, chop it up with him a little bit.
What do you know about his defense or what he wants to try and accomplish in terms of his style?
We're going to play hard. We haven't spoken like in specifics yet, but we're going to play hard. We're going to do our job. We're going to try to be great. So.
Kenny, what was your reaction when Jerry decided to stay, and what do you think about having him take over that room now?
I was excited. I had seen he had left Texas A&M, and then he gave me a call when he got hired back, and I was excited for him, man. Jerry's a great coach, and a lot of the stuff that a lot of my stuff at the end of my rookie year when I was getting better, I was paired up with Jerry most of the time. And Coach Trago used to, when Coach Trago left for me, he leave me with Jerry, and I felt comfortable with Jerry, and Jerry was a great coach, so I was excited about the addition with Jerry.
How will these off-season workouts, OTAs and stuff, just be different, not only here in your third year now, but then with the new defensive system?
It's the same thing, you just take it all in, go out there and, get in the playbook and all that kind of thing, and just start from square one and go out there and work. It's just what I've been doing, and just excited about the opportunity.
Kenny, Mike and the coaches talk about the second year jump all the time, and yours was enormous. And now you had momentum at the end of your rookie year, obviously, but. What's the most important thing to making that jump? Is it comfort? Is it knowing what you're doing? Like, what are the pieces that you have to have in place to be able to make the jump like you did?
I don't know. It's just, you get used to the speed of the game. Kind of just see everything more. And, practice. You're playing with one of the, best offensive lines in the league. And, every day at practice I'm working. Take my drill serious, and it just worked out, but really for me it was just really the speed of the game. I wasn't used to centers going out flying out like that and guards, and once I got used to the speed of the game, everything worked out for me.
Blake made a really big jump last year too. Do you guys are gonna be on the bus together. Do you guys see yourselves as two pretty important pieces to what you guys do, and are you able to assert yourselves a little bit more?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Going into year three.
Definitely. Me and Blake, man, we came in together, and we always chopping it up with each other, and I think we trying to assert ourselves as leaders on the team, and trying to be great players on this team, and. I think we've been doing a great job at improving and working hard and showing the guys that we work, hopefully, throughout the season and throughout how everything goes, we just keep on improving and showing the team that we can be great leaders on the team.
As strong as you finished the season last year, that last 4 or 5 weeks, what do you think's in store for you?
Try to get some sacks earlier in the year, But really just keep doing what I was doing. Stay humble about it and stay down and working. I'm really excited about the growth of myself and the improvements I made. So, I'm excited for it. So, just can't wait till next season. Can't wait to get back in the weight room and, start working with the guys and, get in the playbook.
Did that kind of take some pressure off, though, Kenny, being able to have those 4.5 in that last month and how much pressure there was for you trying to get that first?
When I got hurt, because I was having a pretty good season, before I got hurt. And when I got hurt, I didn't have no sacks, and I was just mad. I'm like, damn. I might not get a sack. And, I was going through it, and when I finally capitalized on my first one, and they started rolling in. That's what everybody says when you get your first one; they just start coming. And I was excited, man, and I was happy they pulled through for me.
Good.
How exciting is it to be on the tour today?
It's exciting, man. It's a great opportunity for us to get in tune more with the community, chill with some people, and, you know, have some fun, too. So I'm excited.